All right, welcome on into Upwards on WBCB. Each week we get together and take a look at some things making this area a nice place to live and work, with a focus on health and wellness. Also, we have a regular visit from Mike Bannon. Well, hopefully he'll be with us today. Did not hear back from the Director of Consumer Protection of Bucks County, who again joins us on the regular, and we'll see if Mike will check in today. Tis the season of dads and grads. Father's Day is coming up, and graduation ceremonies are upon us. And I want to check in with Mike, if he's with us a little bit later on, about graduation scams and some of the things going on for recent graduates and how they are vulnerable to potential cyber attacks and other phishing scams. Some of the stuff that we talk about with Mike Bannon, again, the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, joins us on the regular. I reached out to him, didn't hear back from Mike. We will have Maureen Solomon later on in the show. She's our fitness expert and throw different topics her way, and she always does a great job of keeping us inspired to keep moving. And she says, movement is your medicine. You got to get some today. So we'll get some inspiration from Maureen. And I am a recent gym member. I have become a citizen of Planet Fitness. And so I want to talk to Maureen about gym etiquette and how you can avoid falling into a rut while also, I mean, there's so many different options there, and how you can keep things creative and fresh while not being overwhelmed by the number of fitness-related choices that you have when you go into a gym-type setting. But we begin the show today with our St. Mary Medical Minute. Once a month, we are joined by some of the medical professionals from St. Mary Medical Center, and they also help us out with a variety of different health-related topics with tips, advice, a little inspiration for us. And today, we're joined by Dr. Justin Harmon, a board-certified and accomplished urologist specializing in complex robotic and minimally invasive surgery and procedures for benign and cancerous conditions. Dr. Harmon, welcome to Upwards. Great to have you with us on BCB.
Oh, it's great to be back. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we got you loud and clear. So do you have any specific things planned for the season of dads and grads? My daughter is going to be graduating from high school, so it's a pretty big graduation season for me. But a lot of stuff going on when it comes to parties, get-togethers, and all of that stuff. And I don't know, before we get into our topic, I'm wondering if you got anything coming up of note.
My kids are a little younger, so we're just going to be morphing into our summer sports. No, but it's all good, and congratulations on the graduate.
Thank you so much. Well, it is a season of transition, and in the summertime, things slow down a little bit, but I'm guessing in the world of healthcare, it's pretty much a constant type of thing. Do you guys have any ebbs and flows when it comes to the summer and that type of, I imagine you, this is the time when medical professionals are also trying to get away and get down the shore, and yet you also have to deal with healthcare stuff that is doesn't adhere to a certain season.
No, it's definitely true, and I don't think there's a cut and dry answer to that, because sometimes patients will find that summer is the right time to do something when you know, they're not in the typical swing of the work week or work months. So some of the bigger surgeries oftentimes are tackled over the summer. But, you know, and unfortunately, our kidney stone volume tends to go up when patients have their issues, as they will, just dehydration and different factors that go along with kidney stone progression.
I guess with people, when they have more time on their hands, sometimes they can start a wellness and health journey, maybe give it a little more time, set up their appointments, get in touch. If anybody would like to reach out, find out more about Dr. Harmon, find out what we're talking about, what we've talked about in the past on Upwards, you can go to trinityhealthma.org, a great resource with a bunch of information. So, Dr. Harmon, got some sad news and some bad news when it came to former President Joe Biden, who was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, with prevention being the best way to approach things. What do you recommend to your patients to prevent prostate cancer, and what was your reaction when you heard about that news about Joe Biden? And it kind of was a surprise that something was in a surprise to me that something was discovered in a late stage with somebody who's in that type of a high profile position, where I'm thinking there's doctors kind of circling those presidential figures all the time.
Yes, and this is, if you look at the history of the recent history, I should say, of PSA testing in our country. Mm-hmm. Even in my 20-year career, we've gone through quite an evolution with varying levels of support for screening. In the last 10 to 15 years, with any cancer screening, we follow guidelines, okay? And these guidelines are often set by different organizations. So for PSA screening, for example, you have the American Urologic Association, you have the American Cancer Society, you have the National Comprehensive Cancer Network. So you have several governing bodies, if you will, making these decisions on based on data and overall review of the literature and all the research that's been done on prostate cancer treatment of how to do it, when to start it, and how long to do it. So to have a case like Joe Biden, lends to the controversies that we've had, because there was a time point where in recent history where people were recommended against PSA screening in general. Okay. And I should add that some other governing bodies, such as the American College of Family Practice, everyone has their ideas on this. Okay. Most of the bodies that we follow, or the recommendations that we follow, say that men should start their screening at 50. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to check a PSA between the age of 45 and 50 just to get a baseline, that's not unreasonable. This is something that the primary doctor can do. If they have risk factors, which is another big factor, whether it's black ancestry or a hereditary pattern in their family, they may want to start screening in the early 40s. Hmm. Okay. And screening usually involves just a blood test, and a physical exam. That would be the prostate examination. This is usually carried up to the age, depending on what guideline you're following, between 70 and 75. And at the outset of screening, we're instructed to have what's known as a shared decision-making process, which means we talk about the pros and cons and the risks and the benefits of screening. And if the patient agrees, then we move forward with screening. Usually around the age of 70 or 75, we'll start to have the conversations of whether the patient wants to continue screening. Hmm. Okay? And a lot of this comes down to survival prediction. If we feel a patient is going to have a very good survival, limited medical history, and, we picture them being around for many years, the question is, could prostate cancer have an impact on their survival? And so those play a role in those decisions that are made between the patient, family, and his medical team.
Man, that's so much to consider. Thinking about those different AMA and the lends to a certain amount of confusion, and going through the different ages when the screening should start, are there lifestyle things that also can go into that prevention category, Dr. Harmon?
That's a great question. And it's usually after the the diagnosis and at the closing of our discussion on a newly diagnosed cancer, the patients will say, well, what can I do naturally to prevent this or not allow it to get any worse? And
right.
There have been a lot of studies on different nutraceuticals, which are herbal supplements, and to be honest, nothing has really panned out to show a benefit for prostate cancer directly. Most of the recommendations by the American Urologic Association are what most doctors will tell you in general. You know, heart healthy diet, plenty of physical activity, maintaining a low fat diet, and just doing all the things you can do to maintain good health. Okay, so there aren't specific things that patients can be doing other than echoing what a lot of their primary doctors may be saying.
Gotcha. So all that good stuff that you're supposed to be doing anyway also can help prevent potential issues in this area as well. So risk factors, especially hereditary factors, can you talk a little bit more about how that family history kind of informs when screening should start and how aware and alert people need to be about prostate cancer?
Yeah, so first line relatives, your brother, your father have the biggest impact in your family history of prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There are other cancers that can be associated, however, like breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, even certain syndromes, colon cancer. So a good family history screening is necessary for any patient, first by their primary doctor and certainly by their urologist to see how aggressively or not aggressively you need to screen from a family history perspective.
Hmm. And after, if someone's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, what are the next steps? What are some of the treatments out there? And what about functionality after treatment? And if there is a diagnosis of prostate cancer, I'm sure a lot of guys are concerned about how things are going to work.
Sure. Now, the statistics, just to give you an idea, last year, almost 300,000 men were diagnosed with prostate cancer. Mm. About 35,000 died from the disease, unfortunately.
Mm.
Now, there's a huge discrepancy there. And the point of me bringing the statistics up are that nowadays we're watching more prostate cancer through a process known as active surveillance than we have in the past, meaning even though you have the diagnosis, you may not need aggressive treatment. Okay, so active surveillance is basically just monitoring with ESA testing, physical exams. We rely heavily on MRI for our diagnosis of prostate cancer today. So it's more of a less is best phenomenon, trying to avoid the side effects associated with the cancer treatment,
right,
which would be radiation or surgery if the cancer did progress. And I think one of the biggest issues with that is erectile dysfunction. That occurs both after surgery and radiation. So most surgeons do what's known as a nerve-sparing prostatectomy, which can help preserve sexual function, but
gotcha.
There's no question that no matter which road you travel, you're going to have to accept some element of dysfunction. But as urologists, sexual dysfunction is part of our armamentarium. We have a lot of tricks in the bag to get men functional in that realm. You know what I mean? So this is something we deal with quite commonly. It's very intimate with this diagnosis.
So with the active monitoring, does that come after some type of treatment option or just that's just looking to see if things are going to be progressing at all with no treatment?
So the way this usually begins is either a doctor notices an abnormal examination or more commonly they find an abnormal PSA. PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen, and it's a blood test that is part of the screening process. And so if a man has an abnormality, they will typically undergo an MRI, and MRIs can sometimes visualize abnormalities that allow us to do focused or fusion biopsies targeted towards the cancer. Depending on how aggressive that cancer is determines whether we need to act or whether we just watch.
Gotcha. No, to go back to former President Biden, I mean, did somebody miss something in his PSA screenings? I don't know if there's been any reporting done about any of those specifics, but again, kind of goes back to my surprise that an advanced prostate cancer wasn't recognized at some point.
Yeah, I don't know the latest on that, nor would I want to dive into speculations there. But it's interesting that it certainly in the last 2 weeks has raised such an amazing awareness with patients and fear, to be honest with you. You know, a lot of the visits now in my last few weeks have just been more or less calming patients that, you know, we have this under control. You just have to do your due diligence and listen to your doctor's recommendations.
So I guess in that vein, what do you want your patients and their families to know? Sound like there are options, there are things that can be done. You, as you said, you got some tricks in the bag that you guys can approach this in some different ways, and with that consultation and everything, get everybody on the same page.
Yes, and the first step is to have the conversation, decide. Yeah, most patients are interested in screening for prostate cancer. The way I preface this is, you know, we've evolved as a field in how we treat prostate cancer. We don't want to hit an ant with a sledgehammer. You know, we will monitor the less aggressive cancers and really only treat the patients who we feel are going to end up in that, a risk of ending in that 35,000 men who pass, you know, or die from prostate cancer.
Well, Dr. Harmon, I want to thank you for joining us on WBCB, being part of Upwards today. Any things that we might have missed, or any last moments of inspiration that you could pass on to folks out there who are thinking about getting screened, maybe in that decision-making phase, to kind of motivate them to say, hey, you find answers and we can find some solutions to what might be there?
Yeah, I think it's hard to remove the fear that's associated with this conversation in men. But I think if they understand that it doesn't always lead to an aggressive treatment that's going to render them with erectile dysfunction, you know, I think if they have an open mind to know that it's better to know you have a problem than to not.
Yeah, and to be able to address, to find some ways to try to get past a very difficult diagnosis in a tough situation. Dr. Harmon, want to thank you for spending some time with us on WBCB. Wish you the best when it comes to dads and grads, and for your littles, hopefully you guys have a great summer, great transition to all the sports stuff and everything. And a big thank you for joining us again and giving us a little bit of time here on BCB to break it down.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Harmon. With us on BCB, and you can find out more about this topic and other health-related issues at trinityhealthma.org. And our guests from St. Mary Medical Center, part of that Trinity Health Mid-Atlantic family, again, trinityhealthma.org, a website, resource, great information there. Find out more about Dr. Harmon and about all that we discuss on Upwards on BCB. All right, got to take a quick time out, step aside briefly, and I believe we've got Mike Bannon on the telephone ready to go. Talk a little consumer protection in just a moment.
Opinions matter, and so do yours. Hi, I'm Joe Fabrizi, inviting you to join me every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for Opinions Matter, right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM. Join us as we tackle the tough New Jersey politics affecting you. We want to hear from you because your opinions matter.
Learn everything you need to know about your health during Capital Health Watch with Dr. Stephen Vanney of Capital Health Primary Care Newtown. Listen to Dr. Vanni the second and fourth Tuesday of each month at 1 o'clock on WBCB, 1490 AM and 107.3 FM. Call in with any health-related questions at 215-949-3232.
Hi, this is Mayor Jeff Martin of Hamilton Township, inviting you to tune in to our monthly radio show, This Month in Hamilton. Video stream live the fourth Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. at WBCB1490.com. We will be featuring various guests from Hamilton Township to keep you up to date on what's going on in Hamilton.
All right, welcome back to Upwards. And joining us now by phone, the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, Mike Bannon. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, I'm doing great. It's good to be back on the show. It's been a little while.
It has been a bit. We've had some Phillies baseball, some trips up to the Poconos, and a bunch of stuff that has prevented us from getting together for Upwards on BCB. So it's great to be back today, and always wonderful to have you with us to talk a little, keep everybody protected from these different consumer protection situations that pop up. And it is the season of dads and grads. And I was talking with Joe LeCompte earlier today, and he said, can you get Mike to talk about the graduation scams? And I got to admit, I had not heard of that, but checking it out in preparation for our discussion, there's a lot there where people are trying to either fish for information or do other stuff to get after recent graduates. So I'm glad you're with us to help break it down. Sounds like there's a lot of like fake jobs, a lot of that time of your life, you're looking for so much stuff. You're trying to engage with the world that there's a certain vulnerability with recent graduates.
You are absolutely right, Chris, and that's a great subject. By the way, congratulations. I know your daughter's graduating.
Yeah,
thank you. A big moment. So congratulations to her and to your family. But you're right. There are a lot of scams that pop up. We mostly deal with it, and that I've seen it here, we get complaints about limousine rentals, sometimes tuxedo outfits and dresses that are rented for the prom. We do see that.
Right.
So it's really important that you check out these places to make sure they're okay. But what your point is here, young people do get scammed. We certainly talk a lot about the scams that seem to be targeting people my age, seniors, we feel like that's a lot of, but it's statistically wise, young people do get hit by these scams, and they're most vulnerable at this age where they're young and haven't really gotten out into the world and all those things that scam artists can take advantage of. So it absolutely does happen. There's online social media scams that contact high school students and try to get them to buy clothes, maybe T-shirts and, you know, group things that are geared towards graduations and parties from websites that don't really exist or are not real, and they're stealing information and credit cards. So it runs the gamut, but it does happen to young folks also, unfortunately.
Well, we want to make sure everybody is aware of these scams and different things that are out there. One of the things that I have a new personal perspective on is the high cost of college tuition. And
yes.
There's a lot of scams, I would guess, that are probably targeting young people who want to continue their education and kind of claim that they can hook up a loan or give them a break on tuition. And again, that's, you know,
you're right.
It's a great thing to look at and to want to, very enticing. It's very enticing and hard for people who are trying to get a break to not jump at that type of stuff.
Absolutely. And the scam artists know that. So for a parent, it's been a while for me, but when you're looking at all the college stuff, and how much it costs, it is staggering out there, which, by the way, something needs to be done by that. I know that's not our subject, but very expensive tuition costs going on right now. But the scam artists know that most of us don't really have experience taking out student loans and how it works. It's a lot of money. It's pressure. You want your kids to get it right. And so scam artists do move in. They target at that point with parents to typically get involved with that with fake websites. That's why you really need to make sure you're at a legitimate student aid website if you're going on looking at loans and you're dealing with legitimate websites. So you really need to check that out.
And so many.
By the way,
yeah,
there's a website called scamdetector.com. I don't think I mentioned this before, but a website where you can put in the address of a different website and get a rating if it's a scam or what they think. A lot of good information.
Wow.
So it's a website, Scam Detector, that can rate websites for reliability, scams, points out if they're bad. That's something folks should check out.
Definitely. Sounds hugely, really helpful when it comes to these young people, because you're putting together applications for jobs and applications for loans and all the, well, that's all of your personal info getting out there, and you want to make sure that it's in the hands of the right people and certainly not the wrong people. So there are graduation scams. Make sure you're aware. And we always appreciate Mike keeping us aware of these different things that are going on. One of the things I've been hearing so much about are turnpike scams.
Yeah.
And there was another one. I think it's
Department of Motor Vehicle scams they're doing too. Yes, I was going to bring that up also.
I mean, as a people on the move and in the summertime, right, we're going here, we're going there, and it's not unusual to maybe go through a toll booth and something could have happened. I don't know. Maybe my transponder wasn't recognized. So those types of things just seem like, again, easy to jump at and just say, oh, look, I'm going to pay this fee and I want to make sure this isn't hanging over my head. But a lot of those things right now are bogus. You got to double and triple verify that. I'm guessing, too, like the Pennsylvania Turnpike doesn't text you. So that's a red flag right there.
Absolutely. So, and you're right, Chris, and people have reported they've been bombarded with this in the last 3 weeks. I've received the same scam text myself a few times.
Must be working.
Department of Motor. That's right. It is working. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
It is working very well. They've known and they've stepped up the game. But no, they won't be texting you. I know of no circumstances that that they'll be texting you from Easy Pass or the Department of Motor Vehicle. They mail you letters in the mail, is what they do. Or perhaps if you shared an email, they'll email you. But I don't know circumstances where they're texting you. So that's a red flag. But it does work because I got it, and I think the same thing. Did I not pay my bill? Do I have to do something? It certainly twings that emotion for everybody.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody is getting these kind of texts. I don't know, again, how these people get the information and are able to access numbers and info, but a successful scam like this it's very pervasive. So if you're getting messages from the PA Department of Transportation or the Turnpike, expect that they are bogus. I mean, check them out. Make sure that, I'm sure there are people who have fees and fines that are unpaid. But
don't follow that route. Go another route. Go to the Department of Motor Vehicle or another route to check it. Go to the website of EasyPass.
Gotcha. Don't respond. Don't click on that text. Verify through another avenue or whatever. Good stuff,
Correct.
Mike. Appreciate your being with us as always. And hopefully we'll catch up with you next week. We'll get a little more of a rhythm going with Upwards. It's been a little while since we've gotten together, but always good stuff. Maybe next week we could talk a little bit about the high cost of tuition. If there's anything from a consumer protection type of angle that could help people.
Absolutely. That makes sense.
Look at that kind of stuff. All right, well, sounds good. We'll talk to you next time, Mike. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next Thursday.
All right, Mike Bannon, the director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County with us on WBCB on Upwards, giving us a little advice, some tips on what to look out for when it comes to graduation scams. And yeah, those turnpike scams are like all over the place. So many people I know have gotten a message that they owe a toll or have gotten a ticket. And that is a lot of bogus stuff going on out there. So make sure to be alert and don't get hurt. All right, we're going to step aside. Be right back. We've got Maureen Solomon joining us in a bit. She's our fitness correspondent. Always gives us a little motivation to stay active. And want to ask Maureen about gym etiquette. Had a run-in at the gym, and I feel a little embarrassed about it. I think I was pretty much in the right, but I don't know. We'll ask Maureen about my interaction at the gym. And, you know, you go into that space and there's so many options to stay active that it can actually lead to maybe an overload. At least for me, that can be the case. And I'll stick to my a little bit of a rut where I know what to do on these specific apparatuses and these machines, and so that's what I'm going to do. I know, but I feel like you got to open it up a little bit more. So want to ask her about gym etiquette and also how you can get into a routine that is sustainable and also one that continues to be fresh. We're coming right back on Upwards in just a moment.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
Head out to Dion Square, located at South Oxford Valley and South Olds Boulevard, to get all your essentials in one place, with the following businesses ready to serve you. Pat Dion Beverages, CVS Pharmacy, Hair Cuttery, Smile Culture Dental, Biomat, Liberty Auto Tags, Pennsylvania Fine Wine and Spirits, Lee's Hoagie House, R&J Smoothies and Juices, AutoZone, and First National Bank and Trust of Newtown. Make Dion Square your one stop for all your shopping needs at South Oxford Valley Valley Road and South Olds Boulevard in Fairless Hills.
Are you a parrot head?
Wasted away again in Margarita.
Not that kind.
Oy-dana, my love to Papua.
That's more like it. If you're this kind of parrot head, don't forget to check out the Denny O Polka Show every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon right here on 1490 WBCB and online at WBCB1490.com.
Under the Hood with Fred Fletcher is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. on WBCB 1490 a.m. and 107.3 FM. Everything you need to know about your car and keeping it maintained with Fred Fletcher from Fletcher's Garage, Hood and South Olds Boulevard, Fairless Hills, your official AAA facility.
Hey, got some Phillies baseball coming your way this afternoon on WBCB, your spot on the radio dial for the Fightin' Phils, looking for a series win against the Blue Jays, 3:07 first pitch, so we'll begin our pregame coverage just after half past two, and no Stephen Lawler today, no afternoon show, because we got the Phillies on BCB, and see, let's go to the phones. We got Maureen with us on BCB. Hey, Maureen, how you doing?
Hey, Chris. Happy Thursday.
Yes, indeed. And I am now a proud member of Planet Fitness. I'm back at the gym. And the other day, I was on my treadmill doing my thing, and somebody started a phone conversation right next to me. And there's not a lot of rules at this Planet Fitness, at least none that are like posted, but one of them is keep your cell phone conversations to the lobby. And so I looking back at it, I should have just kept to myself, but I was like, oh, you should talk in the front. And then they were got upset with me and I got upset with them. And I don't know, gym etiquette can be a little bit of a challenge. And I mean, that's like one thing. Somebody who's having a conversation next to you that just goes on and on and on. Eventually, I don't know, it got on my nerves. And I feel like I was in the right. But then when I look back at it, like the person who I was confronting, like, was not like a big gym dude. It was kind of like a smaller person than me, which I feel maybe influenced my willingness to confront this person. I don't know. I gotta get into my gym routine, so I'm struggling to get that comfort level, and this didn't help at all, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that I have almost zero tolerance for. Like, you know, every once in a while, I hear somebody pick up a phone at the gym and say, you know, hi, honey. Yes, I'll be there at 4:30 to pick you up. Okay, bye.
And yeah.
Like, that's like a parent, you know, just checking in on their kids or something like that. But to have your phone on speaker, like, nobody wants to hear your garbage. Like, it's just, it's so incredibly inappropriate and rude. I don't even know where to start.
I guess the other thing from, like, a personal perspective, I think, like, there's nobody who wants to talk with me that much. I can't understand having like a really long conversation like that. So that's something else. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know. I'm jealous maybe of this person's relationship and how awesome this conversation is. But I'm like, no, come on. We're not here to talk on the phone.
It's like, I don't know what has happened, like how society has like completely devolved into like this kind of behavior, but it's everywhere. I mean, you go to the supermarket, like if somebody calls me in the supermarket, I will say, I'll call you right back. I'm in the checkout line or something. Like, I don't understand why it's so, you just can't wait like 5 minutes, but it's really problematic. And it's just, to me, I mean, I hate to sound like, I don't know, but it's like, it's so lowbrow. Like, it's just such terrible behavior. Nobody, unless it's an urgent matter, then just stop talking and do it someplace else. To me, I cannot tolerate it.
Well, it got under my skin, and so I said something, and now I got to get back to the gym and get back to feeling good and not worry about all that stuff. And when I go in that space, I see all the machines and all the different options that you can do. And sometimes I almost feel like I don't know what to choose. There's so much to choose from. Do you ever hear that from people who are starting to get into a gym environment? I know you really encourage people to join a gym. It's not that expensive. It's an investment in your health. And we want to encourage participation in that space. And if that means people shouldn't be talking on their phones, then stop those phone conversations. But, is it hard to get into a routine for somebody who's not used to that? Because there's so many different levers and things that you could do. I mean, even just with free weights, you say, oh, well, you could do a curl like this, or you could do this type of curl. And as somebody who is just trying to stay fit, it can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, of course it can be. I mean, it's really just like everything in life. When you go to a new supermarket and you don't know where, like, the dog food is, and, you know, you have to kind of take a couple loops until you get a lay of the land.
Gotcha,
I mean,
right.
Fitness centers are, gyms are just like that. And when we do an orientation at the Philadelphia Protestant Home for either community members or for residents, we always start with three machines, and that's it. I don't introduce anything more than that, because I want them to come in and have a comfortability with the three things that I show them, because sometimes they won't remember anyway if I show them more. But we don't want them to be overwhelmed. So if they come in and they trial three machines and they get comfortable with those, then we do that for like a week or two, and then we add another one, and then we add another one, and we get up to like five or six. And that's a pretty good program, which should take about, you know, maybe 30 minutes to complete. But I suggest that with every person in every gym, just go in and try two to three machines that you're pretty comfortable with. It doesn't have to be fancy. There's a lot of, I mean, I've been working at a gym since I was like 14 years old. And every once in a while, I'll walk down through Lifetime's fitness floors, and I'll be like, what does that do? Like, I won't, there's so many new things that have so many bells and whistles, I don't even know how to use them. So the best thing to do is to pick a couple things that you're comfortable with or that you're well-versed in, and just stay with those until you get a little more familiarity. And it's just like everything. You know, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get, and the fact that you showed up and you did something is better than nothing.
Now, so you work on these three machines. I don't want to fall into a rut, though, right? That's another thing we talk about quite a bit here on Upwards with Maureen, is that the human body is very adaptable. And after you do a certain workout regimen for a certain period of time, you need to switch things up, freshen it up, do some different challenges. So any concern about getting locked into like a rut, or I guess after you, I don't know, I think you're someone to guide me. I feel I'm lost in the wilderness, and how you guide people through what you guys do at PPH or Lifetime is so helpful. And I don't know, a personal trainer, as much as I've never really considered that type of thing, I see why it's so important now, because, you know, you do need some individual direction and somebody who knows the landscape, you know, somebody who knows the wilderness can help you find your way.
Yeah, I think that is like we call them intro packages at Lifetime, a three session. Like if you just are trying to get acquainted with the fitness floor, you can do like a two or three package intro personal training thing, which just basically shows you that. And right. I think that's well worth the money, because you do want to make sure that, you know what you're doing. And we do a needs assessment here, which, what are your goals? Because obviously if you're 40 versus 84, your goals are going to be different in some cases, in most cases. But yeah, you want to make sure that you're doing what's appropriate for you. And also you don't want to get injured. So those sometimes spending a little bit of money just to get acquainted with what's available is a really worthwhile endeavor.
Well, I'm so happy that you agree with me about this annoying person on their cell phone. Before I let you go, though, I want to congratulate my wife and daughter. They went into up to the Poconos and did the Mud Girl Run. And I don't know if you've heard about this. It's like the Tough Mudder or other obstacle course type events. And they got extremely muddy and crawled through the trenches and did all their stuff and completed the Mud Girl. And I don't know, have you ever done a Mud Girl or a Tough Mudder?
I have not. No, I've seen definitely the Tough Mudder, and I've seen like the girls that run or one of those types of run, which I think is a great way to get, you know, younger girls into the competitive spirit and just, you know, showing up and trying stuff. So I think it sounds really fun and really like a great mother-daughter thing to do. And I'm sure they had a blast.
Yeah, they definitely made some memories. And looking at the website, the Mud Girl kind of was talking about the space, safe space and a comfortable space, whereas the Tough Mudders and other obstacle course races are very competitive. And this is, you know, intended to be different and a little bit more about solidarity and togetherness. And I think they experienced that. And so I wanted to lift them up as Mud Girl people. They're part of the Pink Army. Is part of that.
Yeah, I love it. I love things that, you know, listen, I think that there's certainly some, what we like to refer to as pink washing in the marketing realm. But I think if you enjoy that type of event and you want to have it in a situation where it's all women And a lot of mothers and daughters. I think that's really, really great. And I'm happy that they got the opportunity to do that.
Well, always delighted to have you join us, Maureen, and help inspire us to do our thing and to just do it, as Nike said. Talk about the marketing out there that's out there. But
Got
to keep it up. Oh, it's hot, though, out there today. So maybe you want to take some of the advice that Maureen has given us on other occasions to wait till the sun goes down, have some common sense around your activity, especially now as the temperatures start to go up. But no excuse to stay active and get it done, to do something to help keep your body moving.
Absolutely, because as you know, Chris, movement is your medicine, and get some every single day.
All right, going to get out there and get some. Thank you so much, Maureen, for joining us. Maureen Solomon on Upwards puts together all of the fitness programs at the Philadelphia Protestant Home, as you heard, also involved in Lifetime Fitness as well. And we'll step aside, take care of a couple of quick things. We got Phillies baseball coming up as the Phillies take on the Blue Jays, and we'll tell you what else we got going on for you this afternoon here on WBCB.
Album Sides is back on BCB. Join us weekday mornings at 11 for Album Sides. We've got great music, gonna spin some of the best albums of all time. It's Album Sides with yours truly, the philosopher Chris Ermer. Weekday mornings at 11 right here on 107.3 FM and 1490 WBCB. You can also listen live at WBCB1490.com.
In your journey back to work, we understand the barriers you may face. We have a solution to bridge that gap. No matter your background, PA CareerLink staff are here to provide personalized assistance and help you thrive. Take the first step towards a new chapter in your career journey with PA CareerLink. Visit pacareerlink.pa.gov or your local PA CareerLink office today. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Next time you head down the shore, make Keenan's Irish Pub your favorite spot. Located in the heart of North Wildwood, Keenan's Irish Pub is 25,000 square feet of wall-to-wall fun. There's live entertainment 7 days a week and an extensive menu that even features sushi. So grab a nice cold drink, listen to some live music, and enjoy a fantastic time at Keenan's Irish Pub. Keenan's is located at 113 Old New Jersey Avenue in North Wildwood, where all the neighborhoods still meet.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
Yeah, big thanks to Dr. Harmon, Mike Bannon, Maureen for checking in, being part of the show. Thanks to you for being with us as well on WBCB. Yeah, I'm getting excited for the Phillies. A 3:07 first pitch, and they need a bounce back win. Tough one last night as they got a great start from Mick Abel, but lost the game 2-1. And here at WBCB, we've got a little preseason wager trying to figure out how many wins the Phillies are going to get this year. And I think I'm feeling a little less than confident with every loss. I don't know if they're going to get up to 100 wins. And that was a pretty aggressive estimation on my part. Right now, the Phillies, 37-24. So, yeah, that is on pace to be well short of the 100-win mark. And that's why a game like last night was very disappointing to me, as they had a chance to win against the Blue Jays but fell in a low-scoring but very close 2-1 game. So they got to bounce back today. And let's see, they will have Jesus Luzardo. And for the Blue Jays, they're going with Bassett, Chris Bassett. Well, we'll see. WBCB, your spot on the radio dial for Phillies baseball. And we're going down to the shore on Sunday to talk about the Phillies with the Phillies Fun and Games director, John Brazier, and Tommy Green, before the Phillies take on the Pittsburgh Pirates at 1:35 first pitch on Sunday. And we're going to be doing our thing from 12:30 to 1:30 at Keenan's Irish Pub, where all the neighborhoods meet. And we have a great time down there talking Phillies baseball again with the Phillies Fun and Games guy, John Brazier, former Phillies pitcher from the 93 National League Championship team, Tommy Green. Yeah, it's always a better show when the Phillies win some games. So hopefully they can win tonight. That would be a series win against the Blue Jays, or win this afternoon, I should say, 3 o'clock first pitch. And then they got the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Major League Baseball, a league of haves and have-nots. And the Phillies are one of the haves. They have a very large payroll compared to other teams. And that means they have a lot of talented players and a lot of players that have shown, you know, that they are quality Major League Baseball players. Again, a team like Pittsburgh, I mean, they just don't really have the payroll to compete. And so I'm hoping the Phillies can win on Friday and on Saturday. Get the win, of course, this afternoon. And then we'll be going into that Baseball Insiders show feeling pretty good about the Fightins. All right, that's coming up later this afternoon. No afternoon show with Stephen Lawler, because we got the Phillies pregame coming up right around 2:35. Glenn Jones later tonight at 6 o'clock. Following Phillies baseball, we've got Jonesy. And every Thursday and Friday, the Glenn Jones radio show, mixing up great music. All right, so again, thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to you for being with us for Upwards on WBCB. We'll do it again next week and check in with Mike and Maureen. Find out about what's happening around the area. All right, right now, a couple of quick messages. And then we got the news at the top of the hour. Keep you informed here on your station in Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties, 1490 WBCB, 107.3 FM.
Listen to Bucks Blue with Lower Makefield Chief of Police Joe Kelly, brought to you by Jammer Doors, and heard on the third Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m. right here on WBCB 1490 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, this is Jonesy. Kick off your Thursday and Friday evenings in style. Join me for an eclectic freeform mix of the hits and beyond. It's a happening, a musical journey. It's the Glenn Jones Radio Experience, right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM, Thursday and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., directly following the legendary Jerry Blavitt Radio, the way it ought to be.
In your journey back to work, we understand the barriers you may face. We have a solution to bridge that gap. No matter your background, PA CareerLink staff are here to provide personalized assistance and help you thrive. Take the first step towards a new chapter in your career journey with PA CareerLink. Visit pacareerlink.pa.gov or your local PA CareerLink office today. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Next time you head down the shore, make Keenan's Irish Pub your favorite spot. Located in the heart of North Wildwood,
Keenan's Irish Pub is 25,000 square feet of wall-to-wall fun. There's live entertainment 7 days a week and an extensive menu that even features sushi. So grab a nice cold drink, listen to some live music, and enjoy a fantastic time at Keenan's Irish Pub. Keenan's is located at 113 Old New Jersey Avenue in North Wildwood, where all the neighborhoods still meet.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
With over 7,200 square feet of 200 brewers in stock at all times, Pat Theon Beverages now features five different flavors of their favorite slushy cocktails. You can also purchase all your wine, liquor, and other fine spirits right next door. Visit us on Facebook or online at pattheonbeverages.com for upcoming events and samples from your favorite brewery or local food vendor.
You're listening to 1490 WBCB and on your FM dial at 107.3 W297 CL Levittown.